You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We're thinking about the price of disloyalty. We're going to be talking about disloyalty in the Clinton camp in the early days of the Obama era later on in the show. We're also watching surging floodwaters in the Midwest around the Mississippi River. We'll have more on that in a moment. We want to hear your leveraged stories. How in debt do you feel? We're going to talk about some flooding red ink in the U.S. economy in just a moment. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Well, first we heard subprime, right? And now there's a follow-on aftershock in the mortgage industry for homeowners, and it's in the form of home equity credit lines. A lot of people have mortgages, but some people have mortgages and home equity credit lines. Those are loans taken out against the equity in your home to finance things like renovations, but also to support cash flow in the household. There's increasing evidence that home equity lines, as the price of homes declines, are threatened by default and other problems that hit the subprime market last year. Joining us now is Paul Hours. He's a real estate reporter for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. He's been watching the housing crisis unfold in his neighborhood. Florida is one of the hard hit areas. First of all, Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And tell me a little bit how having a home equity line increases your exposure in an environment where home prices are actually falling.
Well, what's happening is that if a home equity line is a second mortgage, and lenders on second mortgages get a little or nothing back when houses fall into foreclosure, so these banks are feeling at risk. And so what they're doing is, as these properties fall in value, they are freezing or reducing the lines of credit that their borrowers have. So they're just saying, they're sending out letters to people saying, you know what, you're upside down in your house, you owe more than it's worth, and that's a risk for us. So we're going to just cut off altogether, or just reduce the amount that you can tap in that home equity line.
So people at home should actually be opening their nondescript looking letters from the bank, because in there may be an indication that their financial status has changed pretty radically, right?
Correct. Countrywide Financial Corp, that's the nation's largest mortgage lender, earlier this year sent out about 122,000 of these notices nationwide, and J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo are some of the other ones that also have done that. And they're targeting basically areas like South Florida where home values have declined rapidly.
And, Paul, they're doing this irregardless of what the individual's creditworthiness might be, right?
Correct. That's very frustrating to borrowers and some that I spoke to here in South Florida. They're upset because the lenders are not bothering to come out to appraise your property on site, and they are not even considering your credit history. It's simply the area that you live in, and if it's an area that has these steep declines like South Florida, they're taking kind of basically widespread action.
They're just looking at numbers on a map and making decisions that are very, very personal in people's neighborhoods.
Correct.
We should note that Countrywide Financial, Washington Mutual, and First Horizon are the financial institutions that are believed to have the largest exposure to home equity loans. But it's also, as you mentioned, in banks from the regional banks all the way up to big banks like J.P. Morgan, as you just mentioned. Is there any way that a home equity default or restriction can push someone into a more alarming state, perhaps even a foreclosure or bankruptcy?
Yes, certainly. If don't pay that loan, the lender is certainly going to come after you. And like I said, they're concerned because these are second mortgages. And if you fall into foreclosure by not being able to pay that, then you're in trouble in the bank. Then of course it's going to be a greater risk.
Paul Hours, the blade cuts pretty close in your life on this story, eh?
Correct. Yeah, it's here in South Florida. We're hearing all about this. Even my own house, we bought back in 2005, right at the height of the boom. And unfortunately, now we owe more than the house is worth. So,
ouch.
Yeah, it's very common here in South Florida.
I don't know if we'd call that a conflict of interest in your reporting, but certainly the stakes are very high for any homeowner in South Florida. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Paul Hours is real estate reporter for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Oh boy, that hurts.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.